It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
Mary Smith Lockwood was born in the area of Smith Mills in the town of Hanover in 1831. She was the daughter of Henry and Beulah Blodgett Smith and the granddaughter of Isaac Smith, the original settler from whose mill the sparse little community takes its name. Once she became an adult, she taught school in Brockton. After the marriage to Henry Lockwood of Silver Creek, the couple eventually settled in Washington, where Mary Smith Lockwood became interested in some of the progressive movements of the time. She espoused the cause of women's rights and was a close friend and advisor to Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. As a newspaper contributor, she wrote often on the subject of women's rights and began to subtly sow the seed which was one day to blossom in the founding of the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. For this reason, she was known as the pen founder of the organization. The first meeting was held in October 1890 in Mrs. Lockwood's home. Smith Lockwood would become a well-known Washington hostess, and many of the capital's most distinguished persons, as well as international guests, were familiar figures in her home. She also found time to write two notable books, Historic Homes of Washington and Handbook of Ceramic Art. Mary Smith Lockwood died in 1922 in Plymouth, Massachusetts. A memorial boulder and plaque commemorating Smith Lockwood was placed at the four corners of Smith Mills in 1940, with several hundred people in attendance. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.